Turkey's soccer team is riding high in the European Soccer Championships. Not so Switzerland. It's been eliminated. Still, the Swiss had been taking pride in their skills as one of the host countries. Until now, Swiss national television has had to apologize for an embarrassing mistake. It involves the words to the German national anthem. The BBC's Imogene Fuchs reports.
It's a very familiar tune, but how many people really know the official words? Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, isn't it? Germany, Germany, above everything? Well, no, that's the wartime version, and it's not been sung at an official sporting event since 1952. Instead, nowadays, a rather bland verse about unity and freedom is used. Sadly, Swiss television forgot that for Germany's match against Austria. Its subtitles for the hard of hearing began with Deutschland über alles and continued with lyrics in praise of a German empire stretching from Poland to Italy. Across Switzerland, which has a large German population, jaws dropped. Swiss TV has now apologised, but the two technicians responsible can take comfort from the fact that they're not the first to make such a mistake. Just last month, Saudi Arabia almost caused a diplomatic incident when it played Syria's national anthem for a match against Lebanon. The Czechs risked a fan riot by cutting off Scotland's anthem before it finished. And then there was England's disastrous match against Croatia, when guest singer Tony Henry mispronounced the Croat lyrics. Instead of singing "We love our mountains," he suggested that a part of his own anatomy, and it shouldn't take much imagination to work out which part, was the size of a mountain.
Whoops. That was the BBC's Imogene Fuchs.